With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has selected the state's Attorney General Ashley Moody to replace Senator Marco Rubio as he leaves the role to serve as Secretary of State. Bob Agnew reports.
The announcement by DeSantis ends months of speculation about who would get the nod to replace Rubio after President-elect Trump chose him to serve as the country's top diplomat. DeSantis says Moody has served the people of his state faithfully and is the right choice to help President-elect Trump fulfill a mandate for change from the American voters. DeSantis says, quote, "This is a time for action and a time for Washington, D.C. to deliver results for the American people." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's cabinet was scheduled to vote on a ceasefire agreement today. However, Netanyahu's office says they won't meet until Hamas backs down, accusing it of reneging on parts of the agreement. Santa Ana winds have died down across the greater Los Angeles area, helping firefighters bring almost 40,000 acres of ongoing wildfires under control. Attention now being turned to the vast cleanup and restoration effort that will follow the fires. Figures tracking Americans' spending are in.
The Commerce Department reports that retail sales rose 0.4% in December, but that amounted to only half the upwardly revised gain from November. Last month's sales growth was lower than economists' projections. Impacting the month's bottom line was a sharp drop in building materials stores and a small decline at restaurants. Separately, Americans did spend for the holidays. The National Retail Federation reports sales in November and December rose 4% year over year, a tally that amounted to $994.1 billion, up 0.4% from pre-pandemic averages. George Williams reporting.
The Dow dropping 32 points, the NASDAQ composite 79 in the red. This is SRN News. Most parents want transgenderism out of their kids' school.
A new poll conducted by CRC Research finds that more than 75% of moms and dads do not want the schools promoting the transgender lifestyle in class. Since the country is about evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats, that means a significant number of Democratic parents are not on board with the transgender agenda, which may, in part, explain what happened on Election Day. Several other polls have yielded similar results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Virginia will take up numerous bills during this year's short legislative session, and one of them will concern abortion. A constitutional amendment that would enshrine abortion is the number one priority for Democrats, who hold a slim one-seat majority in both chambers in the state. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's veto pen looms large, however. This is SRN News. U.S. officials say the recovery of tens of millions of dollars in Social Security payments to dead people, just the tip of the iceberg.
The U.S. government says so far it has recovered more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were erroneously given to dead people. The money was reclaimed as part of a pilot program after Congress gave the Treasury Department access to the Social Security Administration's full master file of dead people going back to 1899. The Treasury Department projects it'll recover more than $215 million during the three-year period it has access to the federal database. Donna Warder, Washington.
Hawaii lawmakers are beginning a new legislative session with a vow to try to stabilize the state's property insurance market. Hurricanes, wildfires, and other disasters prompting insurance carriers to raise rates. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.